Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each time on the Dr. Diane Show, we will be discussing experts around the country on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. I'm excited today to have Dr. Nicole Klugers on our show. She is a licensed naturopathic physician, acupuncture specialist, former pharmacist, and wellness educator. Dr. Klugers offers all natural solutions to restore optimal health and help individuals reclaim a life of energy, balance, and joy. By listening closely to your story and utilizing detailed testing, she works with individuals to identify and address the root cause of their health concerns. Dr. Klugers serves as a health detective who will thoroughly investigate to find the culprit of any symptoms. She provides care to all ages and addresses a wide range of acute and chronic concerns, including digestive problems, weight gain, chronic fatigue, allergies, autoimmunity, hair loss, thyroid disorders, infertility, hormonal imbalances, hot flashes, anxiety, depression, insomnia, chronic pain, headaches, as well as many other symptoms that fit no recognized diagnosis. Her practice, Viz Wellness Center, is located in Rocky Hill, Connecticut, and she practices virtually. So welcome, Dr. Klugers. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Diane. Great to see you.
Awesome. Awesome. So I usually like to start with your journey. I mean, I find that when I talk to pretty much almost every holistic practitioner, their journey to how they got into that field and what led them to that is really interesting. And I think yours is going to be fascinating because you come from probably more of a traditional background being a pharmacist. So I'm curious, like what led you to go down the path to naturopathic medicine?
Yeah, quite the journey. So it all began actually when I was a teenager, my journey into medicine or into healthcare. I was working in a small mom and pop pharmacy in a, you know, small town pharmacy, nothing like these, you know, larger CVS Walgreens type, but the pharmacist in that role was kind of the traditional role where folks would come in and ask the pharmacist, you know, maybe what supplements to take or what to expect with their medications, or really just come to them as part of their healthcare team. And I was really inspired by the work that that pharmacist did, and kind of deciding on where to, you know, direct myself as I decided to go to college. I thought that that was going to be a great role for me. You know, I saw that how much that, you know, people were appreciative of that type of last checkpoint in the healthcare system. I saw it at that time. And, you know, became a pharmacist, which requires a doctorate degree, and started working in the hospital pharmacy setting, and realized that the more I kind of grew into myself as a human being and the more that I learned about, you know, people and other human beings, I realized that many individuals were not completely satisfied with the idea of being on medications for the rest of their lives. And I also wanted to create something for, you know, myself and my community, and help to provide that for my community as and more of a wellness solution, or more of a holistic approach to healthcare. So when I found out that there are doctors who do that, because at that point in my life, I wasn't completely familiar with more holistic integrative approaches and naturopathic medicine. When I found out there's something called a naturopathic physician, I knew that was exactly what I wanted to change gears and pursue this field of medicine, where, you know, naturopathic physicians, I would say it's more so an integrative physician. So using all of that traditional medical knowledge and then using more of the first line therapies, which really should be first line for all professions, but of, you know, healing therapies, food, diet, lifestyle, which really shine at more of our chronic health conditions.
Yeah. I think having the background in pharmacy though is really interesting, because that is going to give you such a different, I guess just a different perspective in terms of how you see, you know, how you diagnose, how you work with patients, how you see different things. And I think it really helps you as, you know, in terms of what you do. Like you call yourself a health detective, and I want to get into, you know, what you mean by that term and how you do that. But I think that probably that background gives you, like I said, a different perspective, more of an edge and an interesting way to look at things.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, naturopathic physicians are all trained in pharmacy and drug therapy. We use it usually as maybe a last resort or when you know, there is a need for it. But with just my experience in seeing things in pharmacy and seeing side effects and knowing how to kind of, counteract those, and, you know, more of the long-term effects of when I worked more in, the senior population, and elderly populations, of what we see when people are on these drugs for many, many years, and polypharmacy or multiple drug therapies being combined in individuals, that, yeah, I do think that, you know, that experience has certainly shifted the way that I kind of see medication being used, and the way that I can advise patients on, how to best use medications or when appropriate.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I have a friend who I went to college with, and she ended up moving to London right out of college, and she had two children that she raised there for years, and they were back in the States, and her kids were probably, I'm going to say, like 10 and 12 or 13, something like that. And I went over to her parents' house where they were visiting, and I'll never forget her daughter. They had the TV on, and so her daughter's watching the TV, and after a while she turns to us and she says, "Why would anybody take these drugs? Like, all does anyone listen to the side effects?" Like, I mean, it's just, you know, I guess that was always in the back of my mind, because I've always had more of a natural holistic approach for myself before I even started my magazines, just in terms of, you know, my healthcare and all of that. But I never really thought about it from the perspective of, I guess I was like numb to it because we're just so used to seeing these commercials all the time. And it was so interesting to see her perspective at such a young age. Like, she really picked up on like the litany of side effects for most of the drugs. It's just crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And I would call those less of side effects and of effects. So we know with all drugs, there's the desired effect and the effect that we're going for, and then the undesired effect, that is, we know that there will be effects of every drug, that it's the pros and cons and the risk versus, benefit ratio that we have to consider when we're using these drugs. But yeah, very, very interesting. And as well in, you know, some of the other cultures in the world, I did some training in my pharmacy training in Italy. And that was another big eye opener there, is that, you know, folks would come into the pharmacy in Italy, and the role was completely different for the pharmacist. They would come in and ask the pharmacist, you know, "I have this cough, what should I take?" And they're prescribing homeopathy or herbal medicines, or, you know, really anything that they have, and using the drugs as a last resort when needed. But seeing the doctor there was when a person was, you know, very sick more so, and, you know, utilizing the pharmacist for all of their knowledge of, you know, the pharmacokinetics and the pharmacology of plants and substances and other drugs was really where the pharmacist role was there. And I think it is in many cultures and in many areas of the world, less so here.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit about what you mean by being a health detective and what your explanation of naturopathic medicine is.
Sure. Yes. Naturopathic medicine, a lot of times I talk with my patients after they get a good understanding of kind of what we're creating here. I call it the logical common sense medicine, which goes along with the kind of your flow of what you've seen with your friend's daughter there. But the health detective approach is what I call my approach, and I think overall the naturopathic approach, in that we're not just substituting drugs for natural medicines and, you know, using these things to treat symptoms. More so, I'm listening to all the clues that an individual or a patient gives me in the visit, and all the clues that maybe we can find in a little bit more detailed testing in our investigation, and really get to the culprit and the reason for any type of health concern or any type of symptoms, or why a person is not feeling their best and told that, you know, everything checks out okay, but they still feel feel that something's off. You know, listening to that gut instinct and listening to their body is one of the best clues that we can get, because our body knows, you know, it's the wisdom of our body. The more that we silence those alarms, the more that we can see, you know, the deeper suppression of illness and more health concerns popping up.
Yeah. I mean, I love the term health detective. I think honestly, we all should be health detectives for ourselves, literally, you know, to, like you were just saying, to be more aware of listening to things, you know, and I totally agree with you, you know, your body does tell you, when something's not right, no matter if all the tests are coming back negative, you know, like negative or, you know, no sign of anything wrong or anything like that. Yeah. You need to listen to, those signs. And so I think that, you know, my goal and why I, you know, started my magazines was essentially to educate people on being more aware of those things. Cause so many of us live like up here all the time and don't pay attention to that.
Right. Yeah, that mind-body connection is essential. And a lot of times I compare it to when we're just kind of treating the alarms and listening to the alarms and trying to, you know, silence the alarms. It's, you know, if we're doing that in the body, for example, high blood pressure, we have this high blood pressure, we're trying to lower it with all the, you know, drugs or whatever supplements, but not listening to why it's there to begin with. It's like if the, you know, room is on fire and the smoke alarm is going off, you take out that smoke alarm, unplug the batteries, and it's quiet for a bit, but eventually the rest of your building will burn down. You know, there's consequences to just silencing these alarms without listening to the clues our body can give us.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. For sure. I think that, I'd like to say, I'm hoping that more and more people are becoming more knowledgeable, becoming more aware, listening to their body, you know, and understanding that, you know, things don't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a long time for something to progress to a, you know, disease where you might start to see signs and symptoms of it, but it's paying attention to that so you can stop that before that happens, for sure. Awesome. So this is fascinating. We're going to get into a lot more discussion about naturopathic medicine and the types of things that you treat and whatnot. You're listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will explore more about naturopathic medicine with Dr. Nicole Kluger. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Spacious Unknowing Network is inexhaustible emptiness wherein all knowing comes. Meditation stills your thinking mind, a beautiful way to begin each day. Read the sacred writing aloud 3 times with Julie O. Rose and JoJo Rose. Join our community by signing up for our Spacious Unknowing meditations at spaciousunknowing.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
Damayanti, where you can find a special gift for that special person. Or perhaps that special person is you. Our collections include messages in sacred Sanskrit of love, fearlessness, divine energy, and strength, made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti is the place to find a soul message unique to you, designed for your life journey. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. You can find me at www.drdianehayden.com. or at either of my two publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com and www.essentialnaples.com. And you can learn more about Dr. Nicole Klugers at www.drnicoleklugers.com. That's drnicoleklugers.com. Welcome back, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. So we were talking about how we really have to be our own health detectives, as well as, you know, you being the health detective. And I think that's what I love best about natural medicine, is that it really is about being a detective. It's really about finding out what the root cause of, you know, symptoms or illness is, rather than what I was saying earlier about I hope more people are becoming more aware of this. I think a lot of people still want that quick fix, or just give me the drug or the pill or whatever it is. And I think more and more people are starting to realize and understand, you know, let's try to figure out what is causing this. Then, okay, let's just put a Band-Aid on it. And I think that education is a big part of that. And I know that you know, a lot of the articles you've written for us, and I've heard you say it, you know, not only are you a healer, but you're a teacher. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, your thoughts around that.
Right, right. Well, actually, I always say that I am not a healer. But I am not the healer. I often you know, discuss this in the first time that I'm meeting with folks and meeting with patients, that you know, I'm not the healer. The only healer of your body is you. So, you know, my role is to support you in that process. The word doctor comes from the Latin word docere, which means to teach. So really, every doctor in our role should be an amazing teacher for others. So that is my role, to be that guide, to be that teacher, to be that coach, to be that cheerleader, and to provide the information, the tools, and overall support for that person to heal. Because, you know, when it comes down to, we can only heal ourselves. And, you know, each person is in charge of or has that ability to do the healing. And, you know, supporting that process is such an honor.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you do a lot of education, you know, writing, speaking. What are you most passionate in terms of, other than just teaching people about natural medicine? Are there particular, you know, like issues or chronic diseases that you're passionate about talking about, educating people about?
I would say I am passionate about helping people solve these unsolved mysteries, these unsolved health mysteries. I think that's something that I really find to be empowering for individuals, when they've seen a number of specialists, a number of doctors, sometimes even other naturopathic physicians, other holistic practitioners, but really helping people to find answers and helping people to really move forward in this healing journey that you know, many of us are on. So I think that would be something like that kind of challenge, or that obstacle that many are encountering, that unsolved issue that we can solve, you know, together as health detectives. Another very, very big passion of mine, and a focus, which I think is really at the core of many, many chronic health conditions, is digestive health and gut health. You know, all good health really starts in the gut, whether it be our nutritional status, the vitamins, nutrients, and necessary energy we have in our body, whether it be the immune system, whether it be how we feel on a regular basis. When our gut doesn't feel good, we don't feel good. Our mood is not good. Huge gut brain connection, you know, with things like anxiety and depression and energy and mental clarity. So I work a lot with, you know, kind of focusing on gut health as a root cause for many individuals as well.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm glad you mentioned that because I think we're definitely starting to see more and more information about that come out. I guarantee you that, a few years ago, and even probably still, there's a lot of people who had no idea that there was such a thing as the gut-brain connection. No idea that, digestive issues affected your mood, can, cause things like depression and anxiety and so let's talk a little bit about that because I think people would be curious, like how does that when people think about their digestive system, I mean, basically, I think you understand, okay, you eat food, it's a fuel, your digestive system takes it where it needs to be, whether it's for, exercise or daily living or, rebuilding muscle or all the physiological things, processes that go on in the body. But explain to people how it affects, how that connection works, where it is, it affects your brain.
Your brain, absolutely. Well, there is a nerve that goes directly from your brain into your gut called the vagus nerve that that plays a huge role in this kind of feedback loop of how our brain chemistry works and these feel-good chemicals, which a lot of them, for example, serotonin, resides in the gut. That's that happy hormone that helps us to feel or happy neurochemical, brain chemical, or body chemical that helps us to feel, motivated and uplifted and have a good balanced mood. So that is one of the reasons. I mean, the building blocks that we build a lot of our brain chemicals come from proper digestion and absorption of nutrients, which if there's any imbalance along any point in the digestive tract, we can see some issues with overall nutritional status and people not feeling their best with things like energy, even mental clarity. I see a lot of folks experiencing leaky gut, which not everyone has, but many people do. And when we see a leaky gut, we very often have a similar kind of intestinal permeability is that's more of the medical term for a leaky gut, but a lot of times we see that overlapping with leaky brain and people having a little bit of this kind of clouded brain or issues with the nice kind of protective barrier that our brain should have. So a lot of overlapping things between the brain and the gut. And then when we look at just overall, when we think of things like, oh, I had a gut feeling or trust your gut, it's because our gut is such a core sense of, our energy center, our intuition, our mood. If you're bloated and you're having abdominal pain, or if you're having any type of heartburn, reflux, constipation, I mean, all those things just cause your mood to be completely off. I mean, you just can't focus on being happy and centered and balanced if your gut is off. So those are some of the more physical symptoms that could affect us. And even things like constipation, if we are not moving these bowels at least once a day, up to three times a day, after what goes in must come out. So even after every meal, we have a higher toxic burden in our body that these toxins are not eliminated. And what happens when we are feeling more anxious and irritated, our toxins are usually higher in our system. We're not properly eliminating. So a lot of times we see kind of more mental, emotional symptoms pop up when gut health is not optimal.
Yeah. Interesting that you brought up constipation. I think there's people, and I not I think I know there are because I've had, some of them say to me like, "Oh, I only, move my bowels like once every or like every other day or every 2 days, and that's just normal for me." Yeah, no, it's not. It's just me. Well, I suppose, but that doesn't mean it's normal. And yeah, they don't realize that, not doing that means, just like you said, toxins can build up and it can affect everything. And it's obviously just not from a health physiology standpoint, but like we've been talking about, how that affects your mood and just your clarity, brain function, all of that.
Right. Yeah, and this normal idea of normal, even when it comes to lab testing and blood testing and stool testing, whatever type of testing it is, or ideas of normal that everyone else has it, so it's normal. It's like there is normal, which is this really usually big range, of people, and it's usually based on sick people. And then there's optimal, where people feel their best, where we know, in the literature, where there's a reduced risk of chronic health issues and chronic disease. And then there is, you know, kind of an individual. So there's normal, optimal, and individualized. So some people just feel better with, you know, higher amounts of certain nutrients or with their hormone levels at certain levels. And we have to take all of these things into consideration and let go of normal and be optimal, be vibrant, be amazing instead.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, for sure. What do you think is one of the big differences that you've seen or realized between a conventional approach versus a naturopathic approach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many differences there. I mean, I think, as I mentioned earlier, one of the main differences is that we're not just treating symptoms. You know, so if you get this diagnosis, you're treated with certain supplements or certain diet and whatnot, but we're treating and a naturopathic approach or holistic medicine or integrative medicine, we're really treating people. So, you know, 10 people that come to me for the same diagnosis of a headache or migraine might be treated 10 different ways. You know, there's not one size fits all. We're not just treating a symptom. We're really trying to get to that root cause as we've discussed. Another big difference that I would say is shifting just the reliance on the doctor to the empowerment of the patient and you know, really creating that healer in that, you know, that healing ability in the individual. Of course, I want all my patients to trust and kind of rely on me in some sort, but really shifting that you know, power over to them to really best heal themselves and take care of themselves. I would say those are some of the big differences, and not just treating disease, but promoting more of a proactive approach. Let's be one step ahead. Let's not have to wait for the disease to come up to be able to see a doctor. I love to see healthy patients. I want to help them to stay that way and be that way. Unfortunately, in our society, I think that we are waiting for a problem to arise to fix it. And I think especially here on the East Coast, we kind of wait as a last resort to utilize holistic medicines and integrative medicines after conventional medicine has maybe failed or not helped us to support that healing ability.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I'm glad that you brought up that it's, again, I think this comes back to responsibility, but not, you know, not looking at your doctor like they're the be all and end all. And so again, it comes back to trusting yourself, trusting, you know, the feelings that you have about your body and, really taking that responsibility and working with your doctor in conjunction. So I think that's awesome. We're going to take another short break. You're listening to the Dr. Diane Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about natural medicine with Dr. Nicole Kluger. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am talking today with Dr. Nicole Klugers. She is a naturopathic physician who specializes in all natural solutions to restore optimal health. And you can learn more about her at www.drnicoleklugers.com. That's drnicoleklugers.com. So when we last left off, we were talking about just, you know, personal responsibility, people not relying solely on, you know, their doctor as far as the be all and end all. And, you know, not to say that you shouldn't trust your doctor, but I think that so many people just don't question. And in terms of like maybe some, you know, physicians might be more prone to just automatically putting somebody on a prescription med versus seeking out natural solutions, or just going to surgery versus seeing if there's any other alternatives. And I think it's up to us to really be, you know, to take that responsibility to say, to ask the questions, to say, are there any other solutions for this? Is there anything else I should be doing versus just going to a drug or just going to surgery?
Yeah, I agree. Being our own health advocate, our own health detective, which is not always easy to do. So, you know, having the questions and speaking up, and if it's not the right fit for your provider, you know, looking to other support, because we need to make sure that we have that relationship and we're able to be honest and open and have that support from our healthcare provider of any type of provider, you know, any type of specialist or surgeon or PCP, primary care doctor, naturopath. You know, having that relationship, I think, is truly key in our healing journeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like to see, I mean, I hope that more people start turning to someone like you first versus now the way it is, like you mentioned before we went to break, is that typically people will exhaust every conventional medical resource and then they'll go to a naturopathic physician. And it's just, it's crazy to me because I'm like, and I see it with so many of my friends and I'm like, it's like beating my head against the wall. Like, I've been in this industry for over 20 years. Like, why don't you go to a naturopath? Like, why are you automatically going to just go take the drug or, you know, immediately go to surgery? It's like, why don't you try something that's non-invasive, something that will, you know, a person like you that will help you get to the root cause versus just, you know, well, I'm going to go take that drug. Mm-hmm. It's just from, it's frustrating for me and I'm not even a naturopathic physician. So I can imagine.
A bit of a paradigm shift of, you know, mm-hmm. beliefs and behaviors that we've often been taught or surrounded by from an early age. And it's sometimes surrounded with a little bit of fear, you know, of something different, of something that is not always commonly accepted or commonly practiced. But this is not, I would say, you know, something new. You know, this is traditional medicine. You know, yeah. Naturopathic medicine is traditional medicine. I would consider, you know, more modern medicine or conventional medicine would be more of like the allopathic, you know, drug-based, surgery-based medicine. But traditional medicine of what humans have always existed in and thrived with has been, you know, the natural approach and utilizing the medicines that we have and the plants and the foods and the way we move our body and the way we live our lives and the thoughts and beliefs that we have all influence, you know, our health and well-being.
Yeah. I have said that for so many years that, you know, naturopathic medicine is the traditional medicine and conventional medicine should be the alternative medicine. And it's been, you know, that's how it is in Europe, in, you know, Eastern parts of the world, but just not, you know, we're so focused on Western medicine here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think is probably the most common misconception about naturopathic physicians?
Such a good question. A big misconception is that naturopathic physicians are not trained as physicians. And the reason I believe for that is because naturopathic physicians are not licensed or regulated in every single state the same as medical doctors or osteopathic doctors are. So kind of putting us at a disadvantage to, you know, not having this kind of unified profession. So in some states, for example, there's about, I think, 26 jurisdictions, 23 states that regulate so that people can go and see a licensed naturopathic physician, a doctor that was trained in medical school, able to practice as a primary care physician, able to prescribe drugs, do minor surgery, all the things that primary care physicians are trained to do, and have that knowledge in natural therapies and have that kind of approach of addressing the root cause. So that's more so the naturopathic physician. In states that are not regulated, you know, there are many states that are not regulated that don't have this licensing available. Someone can go for a weekend course in naturopathy and say they're a naturopath. That does not mean that they're a naturopathic physician and they are a doctor. So there becomes some misconception of what a naturopath versus naturopathic physician, naturopathic doctor, naturopathic medical doctor, some states regulate more so. So it really comes down to, I think, regulation. And, you know, the states are responsible for this. The state legislation is responsible for this. So we're very fortunate in Connecticut that we do have this regulation and licensure so that when anyone sees a naturopath, they are seeing a physician. You know, if you go to another place, maybe, you know, for example, New York, they don't have licensing there. So if you see a naturopath, doesn't really mean anything. There's no light. That could mean that maybe they went to medical school, maybe they went to a certification course, maybe they, you know, didn't have the same training. So that's something that I'm very passionate about is licensing and regulation on a state level, on a national level, so that we can really provide safe and effective natural health care for our world, our country.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, as the patient, it's up to us to do our due diligence to, you know, first of all, know whether or not we live in a state where it requires licensing, but then you can even ask, you know, what kind of, do you have a degree? Do you have a certification? Like what are your credentials? Essentially, I liken it to, so my background's in exercise physiology. I have a doctorate in exercise phys, and I liken it to that because there's so many people that can basically just go for a weekend and get a personal training certification. And they have absolutely like no background in anatomy, physiology, you know, biochem, like all of the things we had to study to understand how exercise affects the physiological processes. So it's very similar. Like I totally get the frustration when, you know, you have spent a lot of time and energy and money on getting your degrees. And literally you could be compared to somebody who, you know, took a weekend course, like you were saying. So, but I think it's on us, you know, as the consumer to, you know, to seek out a person who is properly trained and has those credentials.
Absolutely. And looking at, there are, you know, organizations like our National Naturopathic Association, that's naturopathic.org, I believe is our national organization where you can look and find a naturopathic physician, even if you're in an unlicensed state, you know, someone that has had that training, that detailed training, if that's what you're looking for. And we all are, you know, have something to bring to the table, no matter what type of training, when we're looking to support individuals in the path of wellness. But I think sometimes going back to your question, that's where the misconception can come in. It's like, is this a doctor physician or is this a health coach or, you know, what is the role that this individual is able to provide? You know, or serve in my healthcare team.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So let's talk about what can someone expect when they come see you? What is it? Walk me through what a typical new patient visit looks like.
Sure. Well, my visits, I do like to spend time with people because I do think that we are such dynamic, complex beings that to really best understand and to serve others, I do take the time that I think individuals need. So my first visit is a good hour and a half, you know, a good close to 90 minutes. And, you know, individuals will do a really detailed intake beforehand so that I could be prepared to have a good kind of blueprint of where to go on the visit and use our time effectively. So going over everything in their intake from, you know, their environmental exposures and if they drink filtered water, to the diet that they have, to the stress levels that they have and different stressors in their life, to everything in a typical, you know, medical intake as well. But really trying to get a good understanding before I even meet the patient so that I could best serve them and best kind of make a good efficient use of our time together. So coming into the visit, which can be in person, or I do a lot of virtual visits these days. That's been, you know, more of a common trend, which is fine by me as well. And, you know, just learning a little bit more about their story and their journey, looking at some of the testing that they've had done within the last few years and really going through that in detail, because, again, going back to when we mentioned this normal, so there's many things that can be in this normal range, which doesn't mean it's optimal. And I can get so many clues by looking at, you know, previous just routine testing of you know, kind of insight into areas that we might need to work on for an individual. So getting an idea of kind of the background, starting with a treatment plan. So as we go, we'll talk about, you know, different types of foods that we might want to include, different types of maybe supplements to fill the gaps in the diet, different lifestyle strategies that we may want to start with, and come up with a starting game plan. We'll do typical, you know, physical exam and a targeted exam, depending on what's going on. If a person's having gut issues, do more of a detailed digestive health or abdominal exam. And come up with a game plan for some more testing usually and a starting point, and then usually following up within the next month or so we can move on to step two and follow up within with the 60-minute visit. So each visit, every visit after the first visit, I do take a whole hour because that's what I really think is the most effective for people to have the best results in their wellness journey.
Yeah. And that's, I for anyone who has never gone to a naturopath, I think that's really important to point out is the amount of time that you spend with people, because I think everybody is so used to, okay, I'm going to get 5 minutes with my doctor, and you might not even get it with your doctor. Now it might be like, you know, a nurse practitioner or a PA, but mm-hmm. to know that when you go to a naturopathic physician, you're spending an hour and a half plus or so really, you know, working with you to understand what, you know, the symptoms are, what the issues are, this whole, you know, like lifestyle analysis that you do, I think is amazing. So we're going to talk more about this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back with Dr. Nicole Klugers, we'll be talking more about natural medicine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. I'm talking today to Dr. Nicole Klugers. You can learn more about her at www.drnicoleklugers.com. And you can learn more about me at www.drdianehayden.com. So we were talking about, you know, what a typical patient visit looks like. And I know we touched a little bit on the types of issues that you typically treat in your practice, a lot of digestive issues and gut health, but what other things are you seeing a lot of, or what other types of issues that you typically treat in your practice?
So many, I would say there's not one thing that I see the most of lately. I would say one of the more common trends though, is just people having that feeling that they want to feel better, you know, that they're feeling run down, they're feeling tired, they're not sleeping at night. They feel that stress is just taking a toll on them more than ever. So I think a lot of times just optimizing that vitality for individuals and helping to find out what they need to feel a bit more vibrant again, especially when it comes to energy levels and feeling that they can kind of function a bit better throughout the day, have better mental clarity. So I think low energy is such a common thing that a lot of folks just take for granted that, you know, this is the way it has to be, or I'm getting old, or this is my age and my doctor told me it's my age. So that's my least favorite excuse is age, because it's not a matter of age, you know, time, maybe things build up and change over time if we don't address them, but you don't have to be tired at any age. You know, you don't have to feel run down and that your body can't function anymore at any age. So I don't take that excuse as an answer, but I think a lot of fatigue, you know, throughout the pandemic, I've seen a lot of, you know, kind of post-COVID conditions, a lot of people feeling that they haven't been the same after having COVID, or just with the stress level and just changing times. You know, things have certainly shifted. We have whole new flavors of stress. So kind of working with folks to have better resilience to the changing times and to these new levels of stress. Working on the immune system and being proactive in preventative health, and really supporting individuals to have proper immune responses and to have, you know, better ability to fight infections in general. I think those are some of the more common things that I've been seeing this year.
Yeah, I love what you said about aging. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is one of my passions as well, in terms of just teaching people to think of age as a number. I actually did a presentation on that a year ago at this conference. And the title of my talk was The New Psychology of Aging. And it was basically all about, you know, listen, just because you turn, you know, 50 or 60 or whatever, it doesn't mean that your body's going to start deteriorating or breaking down if you take care of it. And if you know, I talked about a lot of things like obviously exercise and strength training, especially for women, and water, and, you know, mindset, actually, above all. I have so many friends that once they turn 50, now they're saying, well, I'm old. This is happening to me because I'm old. You know, like my knees hurt because I'm old, or this, you know, I have this because I'm old. I'm like, will you stop saying that word old? Because your brain hears everything you say to it. And so if you keep saying you're old, you know, yeah, stuff is going to start to happen and break down and whatnot. But I mean, you know, my passion, as you can see what I'm talking about, it is teaching people, look, it is just a number. Yes, like you said, will certain things, you know, function as perfectly as they did when you were 20? No. But a lot of times you don't necessarily start to see things declining if you're eating healthy, if you're practicing natural medicine, if you have a good lifestyle. And I'm sure you've seen it in your practice too. I'm sure you have people that are in their 50s and 60s that probably look like they're 40.
And their 80s, 70s. I have patients of all ages that I would say, well, they tell me that, you know, they're moving around and feeling better than much of their many of their peers because of the lifestyle that they choose to live and the kind of natural approach and supportive approach. And yeah, when it comes to your background, I mean, that's phenomenal, the work that you do, because when it comes down to it, muscle is the organ of longevity. And if we don't use our body and do the things that pick up heavy things and do strength training or anything to kind of activate those muscles, we won't have adequate brain function or bone density or hormone activation or stress resilience. So moving our body and staying moving throughout our whole life. I mean, we've seen in the literature as well, there's no limit in the time that you start to exercise. It's not like if you haven't up until you're 50 or 60, that it's too late. So starting to exercise and incorporating that into your lifestyle at any age has immense brain protective and cognitive protective properties, bone density supporting properties, and just really longevity is where, what it comes down to.
Oh my God. Yeah. That, in fact, my dissertation looked at the effects of strength training on an elderly population. So these people were 70 to 85 years old, men and women. And after a 6-month strength training program, they increase muscle strength, muscle mass. They improve their blood glucose. They lowered their blood pressure. They improve their metabolic rate. I mean, it was just amazing to see, you know, an 80-year-old be able to make these gains. And that like blew my mind. I mean, I was in my 20s. I'm like, okay, you know what? That's all I needed to see to know that, like you just said, at any age, even if you have never lifted weights and you're 60 or 70 or whatever, like actually 80, because some of these people had never lifted weights. Mm-hmm. It's not too late to start. And it affects so many things, like you said, you know, it's just so important. But so I love that we had that, you know, that like this little tidbit on aging, because I think, you know, that's one of the things where if people can just flip their mindset on that, I mean, like, honestly, like it can really change the course of their life and whether or not they go down to the path of certain illnesses or not.
Absolutely. There's a great book called The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton. Have you read it?
Love that book. Yes, I have.
The cells in our body listen to every thought and belief and respond, you know, physically, biologically to the thoughts that we believe. So if we are in this mind state that, you know, everything that we eat, oh, this is bad for me, and feeling guilty about the foods we put in our body and thinking these inflammatory thoughts or thinking that we're old and everything has to shut down at one point. I mean, our body will listen to this, and it becomes tricky because, you know, encouraging someone to start doing strength training or lifting weights at a certain age, it's like, I've never done this. Where do I start? And, you know, why do I have to do this? It's because we've gotten so far away from just using our body and lifting up things and going to the well to get water and moving around things and lifting things normally that we would keep our body and our bones healthy, that now maybe we have to resort to what can we lift up? You know, what can we do to kind of use our body in the way that it's designed to be used? So that I always encourage folks to get, you know, a coach or to have a personal trainer or something to kind of work into that. And, or there's plenty of things to do in our home, you know, go up and down the stairs, do the things that our body will need for the rest of our lives, squatting down to the floor to pick something up, you know, do your squats every day, do your sit-ups, do your push-ups. If you have those three things down, you do them every day, you'll preserve the functionality of the body for the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's honestly so many things you can do in your home these days. There are programs that you can get online, and certainly, yes, you can go to a fitness center or a gym and seek out, you know, a personal trainer to help get you started. But like you said, even just doing body weight exercises,
Yeah,
is enough to get started. And then eventually, you know, move up to weights and whatnot and take a class or hire a personal trainer, even just a couple of times to teach you the proper way of doing some of the exercises, I think is a great way for people to get started for sure.
I agree.
Yeah. Awesome. So it has been a pleasure talking with you. And obviously, if people want to learn more about you, they can visit www.drnicolekluegers.com, and people can email you at info@drnicolekluegers.com. And you, Nicole, practices right here in Connecticut, where I am, and you also practice virtually. So people can definitely reach out to you online and even go ahead and see you online. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today and all this great information.
Thanks for having me, Diane. Good to see you. And until next time.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me the first and third Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Next time on the show, we'll be discussing more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.